We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
21 minutes after 6 o'clock. Practicing saying the time properly. Blois Olson, good morning. John Hines in for Dave Lee this morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, Hinesy.
Good. I'm glad. So, hey, let's talk about this because this is an interesting story, and it's at the top of the morning take today. It's the story about the lawmakers getting another pay raise just last week. But it is interesting to note that there is more to the pay raise than what actually scratches the surface here.
Yes, there is. So we have this independent commission now that sets lawmakers' pay, and then lawmakers still vote on the budget. And so their salaries went from $45,000 to $46,500. On July 1st. That kind of happened quietly through the legislative session. But Pat Kessler details how per diems have continued to rise as well, over $1 million last year in per diems, which, like any job, is the pay you get for being active, maybe for your food, for your lodging, etc. But the interesting thing is the House gets $66 a day, the Senate gets $86 a day. And it's a higher number than ever at over $1 million, but their lawmakers are not required to turn in receipts, and they can take it up to 7 days a week during the session. And even when they're not in session, they can take it if they have some legislative business. So average pay has gone up maybe $20,000 more for certain members of the legislature. I think this will be one of those things you'll start to see in legislative campaigns next year when things get really heated.
They're going to start to keep track of how much you took versus how much. I mean, is there a record anywhere of how much they were given for per diem pay?
Yeah, we have a link by legislator of how much they took. But yeah, no, I think you could see certain legislators attacked on taking too much per diem, et cetera.
All right. I got to ask you about this one, too, because lawmakers were talking here, state lawmakers were talking about the fact that they need to make some changes because of things like stalemates, secret deals, special sessions. But it seems like nobody knows how to go about that. It's like, okay, well, you change first, and then I'll change.
Yeah, they gathered yesterday, some House members, trying to figure out how to make the process more transparent so that the end of the session budget negotiation doesn't happen all behind closed doors. They didn't come up with much, but one of the things is just the amount of legislation that's introduced. So in 2019, there were 5,877 bills introduced. Now, A, that's a lot of legislation, but B, that takes up a lot of committee time, and everybody wants to get their bill heard, and then there's people who want to testify and people who have to testify, and that's the largest number of bills introduced since 1971. And so one theory is that all those bills are taking up a lot of the time that the legislature could be transparently going about creating a budget. They didn't come up with any solutions, but I think they'll try to do things a little more transparently next session, and then they might have some new rules in place by the 2021 legislative session.
I understand the governor is going to take a look here at some of the flooding situations in southern Minnesota. Is it Manterville? Is that where he's going to be?
Yeah, he'll be in Manterville today to discuss southern Minnesota flooding. I drove through southern Minnesota over the last week. I can tell you that there's still a lot of water in a lot of fields, and we'll be down at Farm Fest again this year, and we'll get a real sense of what it means for the farm economy since there's a lot of unplantable land this year.
All right, I have to ask about this one, too, because there is interesting beer news coming our way out of Duluth and Castle Danger. The ability to sell their original product, Growlers, this fall is might be altered.
Yeah, so once a brewery in Minnesota reaches 20,000 barrels, they're no longer allowed to sell Growlers, and that's produced. Well, Castle Danger has had enormous success. They've won the best beer in Minnesota contest at least 2 years in a row now. And so their success in sales statewide is going to limit their ability to sell growlers at their tap room in Two Harbors. So they tried to change the law in the legislature this past session. I think they'll try to make another push at it next year. But it just goes to show how this new beer economy does get tied up in politics as well.
Another interesting story here. The company that is the largest supplier of naloxone, the overdose antidote for opioid overdoses, no longer going to get state support for their efforts. What does that mean to them?
Well, what it means to the company is that they don't have kind of the monopoly on distributing it within Minnesota, but the Department of Health, through a proposal process, decided that they'll allocate $1 million to 5 community agencies over the next year, just trying to get wider distribution of that overdose drug to make sure that people have more access to it at a local level, at a community level.
All right. What other stories are making the news here, the top stories that we're looking for?
Well, I think Eric Nelson's interview with Governor Walz last night about equal pay could create some buzz today, because there's been a push for an equal rights amendment in Minnesota, and an equal pay law has been introduced as one of those 5,000-plus bills the last couple of years, but it hasn't gone anywhere. And I do think that's another issue that, A, will come up in the next session, but B, could be another campaign issue for 2020. We're starting to stack up these issues with all this volatility about a year before these legislative races really get into full swing.
Congressman Emmer is making some news as well, as he's reintroduced his Safe Harbor for Taxpayers with Forked Assets bill. Exactly what are forked assets?
They're assets tied up in the cryptocurrency market. So if you have cryptocurrency and there's a burden because your bank or your financial institution has kind of put a fork in them and not let you use them, that they would free them up. Emmer is big on kind of these new currencies and trying to make sure that entrepreneurs have the opportunity to use them and to expand them, because he thinks it's a big part of the future economy. He's in the minority in the House. I don't know how much traction this will get, but he's continued to push these out there the last couple of years.
You know, you mentioned Governor Walz a moment ago in his conversation with Eric Nelson. Interesting to note, too, that the governor has weighed in on the pledge debate, at least in one manner of speaking.
Yeah, in kind of a Minnesota passive-aggressive way, he tweeted yesterday that one of the best parts of his job for welcoming newest American citizens at their naturalization ceremony is nothing more moving and, quote, patriotic than joining.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.